Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath called the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall call the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven
images.
I'm
going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his whole program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakatham, Wakawada, peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another broadcast and episode of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon here from the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, brother and elder Lamar Karab. It is September 2nd. 2022, 7:22 p.m. Central Standard Time. I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening, that you've had a blessed week, that you're hopefully preparing and excited for the upcoming double Sabbath, all right? So yes, we have our weekly Sabbath, which starts Friday night at sundown and goes into Saturday night at sundown, and then Saturday night at sundown starts the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets, also, it is the beginning of fall. The Book of Enoch refers to this as the intercalary day. There are four intercalary days out of the year, each representing one of the seasons. So every time there's a season change biblically, every 13 weeks within the 364-day calendar, you have a season change, an intercalary day, and some may be familiar with it as the scriptures refer to it as a new moon, but the proper translation there is new month. Okay, a new month according to the high holy day season change, intercalary time. Okay, not just any new month, but one of the four of the year with the season changes. So definitely the trumpet is being blown in these times that we're living in. Very significant this time of the year, and especially with things concerning prophecy. Okay. It's always very, very interesting things happening when it comes to prophecy. And, you know, around this time of year, you know, you've had September the 11th coming up. That was a major event that happened, you know, about 20 years ago. So every year around this time, you have to kind of be on the watch for major prophecy as the trumpet is sounding, okay? And so, hey, we want to give all praise, thanks, and honor, glory be to the Most High God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which represent the Godhead in the heavens, the Elohim. And they also, in the Hebrew, we're going to get their names. The Most High God, his name is Ahayah in the Hebrew. The Son's name is Yeshaya in the Hebrew. Most may know or refer to him as Jesus Christ, but his name was not Jesus. It was Yeshaya, according to the Hebrew. And we have the Ruach, or some may refer to the Holy Spirit as the Kodash Ruach, or the Ruach Kodash, right? It's the Holy Spirit, okay? So definitely want to give all praise, honor, and glory to the Godhead. Definitely very thankful to see this time of the year, to make it to a new month where this is probably the month that has the most holy days in it. We have the Feast of Trumpets. We have Atonement coming up. We have you know, two weekends of back-to-back Feast of Tabernacles, where I know a lot of you are definitely looking forward and getting your tents ready to be out there and dwelling in booths. So it's definitely a blessing not only to be here and make it through the week, but also to be here for this special time of the year, as well as being here for another broadcast, okay? Like I said, it's very, very challenging times we're living in, and that includes also being here to be before you to broadcast, to have the time that, you know, much time that it takes to put in, you know, gathering all of the information that's brought out on the broadcast. And, you know, just changing the subject real quick, you have to forgive me, sinus allergies are definitely messing with me, and that's more of a sign that the seasons are changing here where we are. It's been a lot of rain, so hopefully I don't get to sneezing. I've been doing a lot of sneezing and dealing with a lot of itchiness in my nasal area. Okay, so some sniffing and some sneezing going on. So hopefully won't be a problem tonight, but definitely a blessing to be here. A lot of information to go through tonight and to cover. So let me go ahead and get the title for tonight's broadcast before we go into some real quick announcements. So the name of tonight's broadcast, the title is The Greatest Experiment in the History of Mankind. The Greatest Experiment in the History of Mankind. So some of you may have an idea of what that title means, but stay tuned. Through the Spirit of the Most High, we pray that we're able to break it down and pinpoint just what that title totality means, okay? So let me go ahead and just let everyone know out there, as you can see, we are streaming here on twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest. Make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel, all right, youtube.com/GOCC Southwest. That's our main hub. So if you are subscribed there, you'll know where we're going to be week in and week out, because there's a lot of censorship right now. And, you know, we have multiple channels that we have up. We have Twitch. We have Odyssey. We have others that we haven't tried yet to see if they work as backups. You know, I've been getting some people who have been sending me links for new platforms to try and check out. So, you know, we're going to get as many as we can as backups, because you know, the times we're going in, especially with this election cycle coming up, and you know, this second year completion of this COVID agenda that's happening right now with the vaccine. Hey, things can change overnight, as we saw at the beginning of 2020 when the world went into lockdown. So, you know, we're just making sure that we're keeping our ducks in a row, covering, you know, all different angles that we can cover here. And so make sure you're subscribed to GOCC Southwest on YouTube, okay? If you would like to call in, you like to speak, you have a question, comment, you can give us a call to Blog Talk. We are simulcasting from Blog Talk right now, and the guest call-in number is 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327. Okay, I'll paste it here in the chat. You must call in before 9:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you don't call in before 9:20, 2 hours from now, you will not be able to call in, that the call queue will be closed, okay? Blog Talk, I don't know if they got cheap or what, but they only give us 2 hours for, you know, main podcasting time now. So the you used to get 3 hours, and the fourth hour was overtime. Now you only get two, and the third hour is overtime, okay? So you like to talk, you have a question, you have news you want to bring out, any of those things, give us a call, press one. That lets us know you want to speak, and we'll take calls periodically. I'll check to make sure to see, you know, if there's anybody in the call queue that wants to speak, okay? Also, you know, we've been streaming every other week, typically for Friday night Sabbath. We're going to do a, on our off weeks, we're going to start streaming on GOCC Media. Okay, GOCC Media on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to GOCC Media, make sure you're subscribed there, because we're going to start talking a lot about health and fitness. Okay, health and fitness, things related to diet and exercise. Very important in these times that we're living in, that we have our health in order. Okay, so we're only going to be on there for about an hour or two, talking about some basic, simple, fundamental things when it comes to our diet and exercise, probably a lot of things that you all already know, and hopefully some things that you don't know. And if nothing else, motivation to motivate you to change your diet, eat healthy, know what to eat, know how to eat, know when to eat, all those different things, okay? So every other week, we will be doing that on GOCC Media also. And on the days that aren't the main broadcasting days for the church where the elders come on, which are Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, we will be putting out information on GOCC Media, whether it's live streaming or uploads. So you definitely want to be tuned in there. That way, every day of the week, you're getting something as far as streaming content. And so we're really trying to, you know, definitely grow that channel. Definitely will be a good backup channel as well as things, you know, collapse and go to nothing. You want to have a channel that we have mainly for media, you know, media items. So, you know, we're looking to get guests, people to bring on as far as interviews are concerned, you know, documentaries, hopefully some content for children, some children content, you know, maybe some, you know, Hebrew cartoons and stuff like that. So, you know, if you have any ideas, you know any guests, you have any kid content or any suggestions, definitely send us an email, gocccsouthwest@gmail.com. And, you know, any help that we can get to help build and grow that channel with more, I would say, family-friendly, child-friendly content and YouTube-friendly, mainly content, or we will be streaming there right now. But, you know, this content probably would not be allowed on that channel, so we must protect that channel as well as GOCC Southwest, so we're here on Twitch tonight. All right, so go ahead and share this through your social media, your messaging. Let everyone know where we are tonight. We are here on twitch.tv and Blog Talk simulcasting, okay? Also, we are in week two of the Hebrew and Bible Academy, week two. So if you have not enrolled and you would like to enroll, go to historytimes.org, historytimes.org. You can find out more information about the Academy. You can find out how to sign up. It's $75 for two installation payments of $75, which covers 3 months, or you can pay $150 up front. That covers 3 months, 12 weeks of the Bible Academy, where you'll learn the ancient Hebrew, you'll get real-time news, and you'll also get groundbreaking you know, biblical, fundamental, foundational lessons, as well as higher academic understanding too, that would maybe be not the typical that you would see being taught from the Bible, you know, going into extra biblical texts and then unraveling a lot of the mysteries and unanswered questions that people may have regarding the Bible and our history or history in general. So much there, so much new stuff being brought out. As the Spirit is revealing things every day, more and more information is coming out and being presented. And so it is an opportunity for you to absorb it all before it dries up, okay? So historytimes.org. Also, we have A Gathering 144 and GOCC NYC as the church primary and backup channels for YouTube lessons. So Sabbath lessons, Wednesday broadcast, Friday, we, you know, open up for Patreon, as well as maybe some other days. Gathering 144 is the main YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe there. GOCC NYC as the backup. Also, church website, gatheringofchrist.org, gatheringofchrist.org, where you can find out about the GOCC network, the business directory, where you can actually support small businesses, entrepreneurs, the community, those who are, you know, in the church who actually have businesses, they have services, they have products that they offer. You yourself, you may want to also showcase your business there. So all this can be done through the church website. We have the calendar there. You can check the calendar. You can buy the calendar. The resources the church uses, all that and more is there on the church website. Okay, so make sure that you check it out. if you need more information on anything in regards to the church, okay? So that being said, I believe that is it for the announcement. Let me just make sure everything is good before we go in. All right, just checking things here for my secondary device. Almost have 400 people in, which is good. So I believe we are good. I don't see any issues at the moment. So let's go ahead and get started. So again, let's bring up the title for tonight's broadcast. Tonight's broadcast title is The Greatest Experiment in the History of Mankind. The Greatest Experiment in the History of Mankind. So who out there knows or can give me maybe a one-line summary of what they believe this broadcast will be touching on tonight? What does that title mean, The Greatest Experiment in the History of Mankind? I'll let brothers and sisters type that in. I know it, you know, there's a little bit of a delay, as well as it takes time to maybe get your thoughts together, type it out. That'll give me time to pull something else up here that I forgot to add to my list of resources to bring out tonight. So, oh man, there's so much information to go into tonight. I mean, there's so much to talk about, and we'll only be scratching the surface, even with all that, right? Even with all that, we will only be scratching the surface. All right, so 1 second, I'm getting it together over here, and I'm going to let you all type in what you think this title means, The Greatest Experiment in the History of Mankind. All right, I don't know what's going on with this. Resource I'm trying to pull up, it's not cooperating, but give me a second. So let me check you all out. What y'all got for me? So I'm seeing some things dealing with the vaccination, transhumanism, strong delusion, current situation, Walking Dead starring Dr. Fauci. They deceived us into being a genetic experiment, just like man was in the times of Noah. The pandemic, monkeypox, DNA testing, changing of kind. All right, so really what I want to do is, with this title, I want to pose it as a question. Okay, I want to pose it as a question first. First of all, are we in an experiment? Are we in an experiment in our current reality right now? And we can ask this in a number of different ways. Before COVID-19 happened in 2020, were we in an experiment? After COVID-19 happened in 2020, did we then become or go into an experiment if we weren't already in an experiment? Okay. And if so, is this the greatest experiment in the history of mankind? Those are the first barrage of questions I have. Another question I have is, are we in the greatest deception in the history of mankind? Okay, So a couple of questions I have there, more so than a statement, and hopefully going through the information tonight, we will be able to determine whether or not and pinpoint whether or not we're in an experiment, whether it just started, whether it's always been going on, as well as is this the greatest deception that we are in this current reality and time that we're living in right now as well. And I believe this broadcast tonight ties perfectly in for those who caught the Patreon today with Elder Ricard bringing out the real matrix. I believe it goes hand in hand with and just segues, and it seems like Fridays seem to just blend together with Patreon and then kind of going into the Sabbath evening. It blends, they tend to lamb back off one another and just blend perfectly well together. Setting up early Friday, setting us up for the evening time and what we talk about. So, you know, for those who have seen The Matrix or those who haven't seen The Matrix, or if you didn't get a chance to check out the Patreon, check it out. But just so much there with that particular movie. We talk about Hollywood here a lot, not only on this broadcast, but as a church and everything that they actually are showing us in Hollywood. So when you look at The Matrix, you're looking at pretty much like a simulation, a simulated reality or an experiment. Right? Simulation, experiment can somewhat be interchangeable as words, right? A paradigm, something that you're in and, right, you're being studied, you're being tested, you're being used as a lab rat or a guinea pig, and you don't realize it, okay? So we'll probably be touching on that concept a lot tonight and the Patreon that was done earlier today and how it ties perfectly together with tonight's information. All right, so before we go into any information, let us first start with scripture, okay? I want to go to the book of Matthew chapter 24, okay? The book of Matthew 24. Let me pull it up here so you all can follow along with me on my screen. And, of course, Matthew 24, a chapter in the Bible that has been spoke about for, it seems like the last generation, you know, probably at least the last 30, 40 years, people have really started to understand and see Matthew 24 starting to take shape and form and be fulfilled to some capacity. Even though there were elements of Matthew 24 that have already been fulfilled and some elements that will be fulfilled again, over and over until Christ returns. So let's go ahead and start Matthew 24, verse 1. And, of course, I'm going to read Christ's name in the Hebrew. So anywhere where there's Jesus, I'm going to say Yeshua. So for those of you have any new listeners, maybe anybody that, you know, is on Twitch and happens across this video and isn't familiar with, you know, why we're using the name Yeshua instead of Jesus, because Jesus was not Christ's name. You look at the letter J is only around 400 years old as a letter. And we know Christ lived somewhere close to around 2,000, not quite, but close to 2,000 years ago. So it's impossible for his name to have been Jesus, all right? And plus, when you break the name down, you'll understand that Jesus is a Greek name, which is more in reference to Zeus, which was a Greek god, and Yeshua actually in the Hebrew is dealing with the Savior, salvation, the Redeemer, all of those things, okay? So names are very important. Names have meaning, right? So here we go. Matthew 24 and 1, and it reads, "And Yeshua went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yeshua said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as you can see here in the Esau, it says here, signs end of the age. Okay, so that means the signs of the end of the current age that would be at the last of the world, or the end times, the last age before Christ returns, what would be the signs before his return? Verse 3, and he said upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So here it is. The disciples are asking, what can we expect to see, and what should we be looking for when the world is coming to an end and when you return? Very important. What is the first sign or warning that Christ gives to the disciples? Verse 4. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, take heed that no man deceive you. The first thing he said, okay, first warning, before I say anything else, the first thing you have to be careful of is the deception. Okay, something to take you off track and take you down a different path or direction versus what is actually reality or what's really going on. Hence the term the matrix, right? Telling you all, we're going to talk a lot about that matrix. When you watch the movie, you have people living in pods, right? And they sleep. They're in a slumber. And they believe that the reality that they're living in is the real reality, but they're more so in a dream or a slumber state, right? So it's a level of deception because it's not the real reality. And then, of course, you have those that get unplugged or get awakened, and they realize the real reality of what's going on, and you see mankind plugged up in pods, living in a dream world, a fantasy, a matrix that they believe is the real world, but it's not. Okay? So very similar to what Christ was speaking about. You would be look to be brought into a realm of reality that's not real. It's a false reality, an alternate reality. It says here, cause to stray, to lead astray, lead aside from the right way, to go astray, wander, roam about, to lead away from the truth, to lead into error, to deceive, to be led aside from the path of virtue, to go astray, sin. So one thing that we must understand, with this deception comes sin. Very, very, very important and key, right? And we're going to get the precepts to prove that with the sin comes deception. Okay? Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is wisdom. In the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, it tells you that the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in a sinful or a deceitful person. Okay, so when you're in sin, you now have no wisdom. Therefore, you're easier to be led astray or to be led into error or to be deceived or to be tricked. It says here, to sever or fall away from the truth of heretics. So in this time, you're going to see an uptick and an uprising of heretics and heresy. Those people who maybe at one point were in the word, proper doctrine, and they turn away and be led away into error behind sin. Okay, so you can call it the time, the rise of the heretics. More and more heretics are going to start to reveal and show themselves, so that we can understand who really is chosen and who really is just called. Many are called, few are chosen. It says here, to be led away into error and sin. All right, so the devil is looking to take you down a dark path to where you cannot see, and now he can guide you into the way that he wants to guide you. So this is what Christ warned. The first thing he said, because if you don't understand that, the deception, it doesn't matter what else he says after that, you'll believe it's real. Okay? You'll see all the things happening in our reality, and you'll think that it's real. So from here, let us go to Thessalonians. I mean, there's so many precepts. We could actually do 1 Thessalonians 5 on your own time. Read 1 Thessalonians 5, 1, 1 through 8. I mean, you can read the whole chapter, but 1 through 8, those are more precepts for you to read on your own time. But where we want to go is, let me pull it up here. We want to go somewhere else in Thessalonians. We're going to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And starting at verse 10, it says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Remember, when Christ said that, "Take heed that no man deceive you," in that deception was sin. So here we see, with all deceivableness of what? Unrighteousness, and unrighteousness is sin. So through sin, the devil then, he has free reign to deceive us at his demand. On-demand deception when we're living in sin. And what comes with the sin? Perish. Or the wages of sin is death. So when he has you in sin, he has you in darkness. And in darkness, you can't see which way to go. And he can lead you right over the cliff to your destruction or demise. Perishing to death through sin. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Okay, so remember, in the deception, when Christ said, take heed that no man deceive you, the definition said to be led away from the truth. So the truth is being presented, and those would not receive it because they love sin. Sin has deceived them. The pleasures of sin, the comfortability of sin, right? Remember in the Matrix, when Cypher, Neo was talking to Morpheus about looking to wake up, and you had those who would protect the Matrix. They would actually fight to keep this reality intact because they have pleasure in sin. And their sin has deceived them. And they don't see that the fact that they're actually in the Matrix. It says here, verse 11. All right, so we call it the Matrix. What does the Bible call it? 2 Thessalonians 2 and 11. "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie." So he's going to send you an alternate reality, or he'll let you believe the alternate reality because you love sin. That's your punishment. You want to love sin? You want to disobey the Father? He's going to let you believe that the strong delusion or the alternate reality. And let's look at this word delusion here. So the Bible calls it the strong delusion. And look how this word is the same as what we read earlier. Same definition that we read earlier in about the deception that Christ warned us about. Fraudulence, straying from orthodoxy, at the heretic. It says here, deceit, to deceive, error, all the same words we read that Christ warned. And take heed that no man deceive you. Okay? But if you're in sin, you're going to be deceived by men. It says here, a wandering, straying about. One led astray from the right way. So it's exactly the same definition of what Christ warned. Paul is saying that people are going to go after the Matrix. They're going to go the Matrix way, the strong delusional way, because they're deceived by their sin. and they do not love the truth. They don't receive the truth because they love sin. Roams hither and thither. A mental strain, error, wrong opinion relative to morals or religion. Error which shows itself in action, a wrong mode of acting. Error that which leads into error, deceit or fraud. Right, last verse here. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. So this is the actual condition and future for those who do not want to wake up from the matrix and be unplugged. They will stay in the strong delusion because they love sin and they hate the truth. Because in order to accept the truth means you must put down the sin and the love of the flesh, right? That lust for those things is stronger than their love of the truth or the love of God and to please him. So now let's go to 2 Ezra 16. And I'm going to pull up the dictionary too. Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. Delusion. 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Most High said he would send strong delusion, state of being deluded, a false belief or opinion, a fixed false belief that is resistant to reason or confrontation with actual fact. So you'll have those people who you can't reason with. You try to talk to them and they're not trying to hear you. You confront them with actual facts and they come back with philosophy. They don't want to hear the facts. They are in their mind are convinced in their own philosophy, their own delusion. Let's get some words that are similar to delusion. We have here hallucination. So someone who's in strong delusion through sin is like a drug, like a hallucinogen. That's what sin is. It puts you in a hallucinating state to where you're seeing things that aren't there or real. Also, an illusion. Okay, an illusion. All things that don't exist. It's not real. And so we want to be able to see things clearly for what they really are. And how do we do that? By being in righteousness, not being in sin. The Holy Spirit allows us to see things through a clear lens of the reality in which the God of this world will look to blind us with blurred vision and have us in the matrix. All right. So now we're in 2 Ezra 16:18. And this is exactly almost word for word what Christ warned the disciples of what it would be in the end. It says here, the beginning of sorrows and great mournings, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars, and the power shall stand in fear, the beginning of evils. What shall I do when these evils shall come? Behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for amendment. Okay, so the signs that Christ warned the disciples about, Ezra seen the same signs. And the Most High told Ezra, these signs are there to get people to repent. For them to see that the world is going into serious tribulation, and there's only one Savior. That's Christ. And if you don't believe on him, follow him, obey him, you have no salvation. There's no saving out of this tribulation. You must repent. So these things are sent for people to repent from their sin so they can see the true reality now. But what would they do? Verse 20. But for all these things, they shall not turn from their wickedness, nor be always mindful of the scourges. So just like Paul told us, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they love not the truth. They shall not turn away from their wickedness because of the love of sin, the love of this world. So So what does that bring? Paul told us that's going to bring a strong delusion. What did Ezra tell us that's going to bring? 2 Ezra 16:21, behold, victual shall be so good cheap upon earth that they shall think themselves to be in good case. And even then shall evils grow upon earth, sword, famine, and great confusion. Great confusion. So Paul told us strong delusion, and Ezra told us great confusion. Right? Let's get the definition of confusion. See, what we're seeing is we're seeing multiple prophets. Christ was a prophet. Paul was a prophet. Ezra was a prophet. Seeing the same vision. Sin in the last days, people's love for it, hating the truth, going deeper into a matrix. Confusion, disorder, upheaval, tumult, chaos. Okay, so when you're in sin, you're out of order. You're in upheaval, tumult, you're in tribulation, chaos. There's here, lack of clearness or distinctness, perplexity, bewilderment. Let's get some synonyms here. Bewilderment, disorientation, distraction. This is what sin brings in our lives, especially here in the end, as we can't make sense out of what's going on in our reality. Embarrassment, turbulence, turmoil. Anarchy, chaos, complexity, complication, consternation, difficulty, disarray, dislocation, mistake. So now you're making mistakes because you're in a reality and making decisions off of a illusion or off of hallucination. So you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make the wrong decision, the wrong choice. Trouble, evil, abashment. Agitation, befuddlement, befuddlement, all right? So we're seeing strong delusion. We're seeing great confusion. What else are we seeing in these times? Well, we're going to go to the Apocalypse of Baruch. Apocalypse of Baruch, it's actually second Baruch. It's an extra biblical text in the pseudepigrapha. I'm at verse 24, actually chapter 24 here. It says the coming judgment. So notice from Christ to Paul to Ezra to Baruch, they're all seeing the final judgment in the earth. And let's see if they're seeing anything different from the other. Chapter 24, verse 1 says, for behold, the days come and the books shall be opened in which are written the sins, what's that word? Christ identified the sin. Paul identified the sin. Ezra identified the sin. And now Baruch is identifying the sin. Sins of all those who have sinned. What does sin do? It puts us into darkness. Puts us into strong delusion and great confusion. It says, and again, also the treasuries in which the righteousness of all those who have been righteous in creation is gathered. So those who are in righteousness have clear vision. They can see reality for what it really is. They know the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. Well, they know the matrix. They can see the glitches in the matrix. They know I'm in a matrix and this is not reality. It says here, verse 2, for it shall come to pass at that time that you shall see in the many that are with you the long suffering of the Most High, which has been throughout all generations, who has been long suffering towards all who are born. So the Most High has been long suffering with all of us, even the righteous, even those that make it. He's been long suffering. right? Meaning that we all appear before him as filthy rags. We all, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes, but the righteous are striving for perfection. Okay, they're not making excuses, or they're not lukewarm, one foot in, one foot out, you know, believing and accepting the truth one day, and the next day, living in sin and darkness. It says, those who sin and those who are righteous. So on the left hand, we have those who have sinned. On the right hand, we have those who are righteous. Verse 3. And I answered and said, but behold, O Lord, no one knows the number of those things which have passed, nor yet of those things which are to come. For I know indeed that which has befallen us, but what will happen to our enemies, I know not. And when you will visit your works, meaning when will Christ come back to judge the earth and to judge the works of mankind, each and every one of our works being judged. First, chapter 25, verse 1, it says here, and he answered and said unto me, you too shall be preserved till that time, till that sign which the Most High will work for the inhabitants of the earth in the end of days. So as we see here, it says sign of the coming judgment. The disciples asked Christ, what are the signs? And now we're looking at the end of days. And the Most High is going to work for the righteous. He's going to work on our behalf, on our side. It says here, verse 2, this therefore shall be the sign. Here's the sign, right? Let's see the first sign was given. Christ was given the first sign. Let's see if Baruch's sign is any different than what the sign Christ gave. Verse 3, when a stupor shall seize the inhabitants of the earth, and they shall fall into many tribulations. And again, when they shall fall into great torments. So let's look at this word stupor here. Because when we see it here, it talks about the stupor is going to seize the inhabitants of the earth, not everybody. Right? Putting that in context, it's only going to seize a certain demographic of inhabitants of the earth. All right? And these are going to be those that fall into many tribulations and many great torments from the stupor. So let's go to that word there. Let me just pull it up here. It's not going. So here we go. It says suspension or great diminution of sensibility as in disease or as caused by narcotics, intoxicants. Remember, we read it earlier, and the term, I believe it was confusion. It was hallucination or delusion. It said hallucination. And I said, it's like you're on drugs, okay? You're in another realm. You're in another reality. Someone's looking at you like you're high on something, like you're disconnected, the cognitive dissonance, like you're intoxicated, you're drunk. Only someone who's drunk or high would see such vision, because I don't see it. I'm sober. The reason why the scripture tells us to be sober in these times. Because when you're sober, you can see things clearly. When you're drunk, what they tell you, don't drink and drive. You get into accidents. You get into wrecks. You get into tribulation, destruction. Mental torpor, apathy, stupefaction. So let's get some synonyms here. It says here, coma, slumber, trance, amazement, anesthesia, apathy, asphyxia, bewilderment, dullness, hebetude, hypnosis, inertia, inertness, insensibility, languor, lassitude, lethargy, narcosis, numbness, petrifaction. So a lot of the similar words and synonyms of strong delusion, great confusion, and stupor. So we just read through four prophets who all seen the same deception happening, and it came through what? Sin, causing people to go into an alternate reality, and that's the reality that, you know, our current mainstream is actually broadcasting to us. That's the reality that people are living in as if it's real, not having the sensibility or the cognitive ability to be able to distinguish the real from the fake and being lied to, which goes back to what? The first warning that Christ warned the disciples, Matthew 24, verse 4, and Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Okay? If you're deceived in the conversation, okay, it doesn't matter what signs come, you're deceived. And you can be moved and steered any way the deception is going to take you. Let's go back to Apocalypse of Baruch here. And it will come to pass when they say in their thoughts, by reason of their much tribulation, the mighty one doeth no longer remember the earth. How many times have you heard people say, God doesn't care anymore? Oh my God, look at the earth and the condition. There must not be a God. Or God doesn't care about us. Or he doesn't care about me because, you know, everything I do, something bad happens, not realizing that it's the sin in these people's lives that's causing them to constantly go through tribulation and turmoil and chaos and delusion and confusion and to be in the stupor. Yes, it will come to pass when they abandon hope that the time will then awake. That the time will then awake, meaning that, that time of judgment will happen. Christ will return. And then it goes into the signs. Signs that Christ warned us about in Matthew 24. Ezra warned us in chapter 16 in 2nd Ezra. All the same signs. But you see how all these men were living at different times in the earth, seeing the same thing, but telling it from a different angle. It's kind of like being in a football game or a basketball game or a sports game. Say it's football. You may have those that sit in the front row seats. They have a different vantage point on the 50-yard line, front row seats, than someone who's on the 50-yard line in the nosebleed seat sitting way up high. Their perspective is not quite the same as those who are on the front row. Or you may have someone who's sitting in the end zone, who has end zone seats. They're all watching the same game, but they're telling it maybe slightly a little bit different because their angle and their vantage point is a little different. But it's all the same. It's the Holy Spirit giving them and feeding them all the same understanding, the same way the Holy Spirit is giving us the understanding in these last days. The book of Joel tells us that the Holy Spirit will be poured upon all flesh. Okay? So that's the reason why we all can come together and talk about the same things and say, you know what? I was just thinking that the other day, and you're talking about it right now. Right? We can connect and be in the same mind and not realize how connected we are until we come upon each other and we're in each other's presence or on a phone call with each other, all in the same understanding and the same mind. Same as the prophets. So that leads us now, going back to the question that we asked at the beginning, are we in the greatest experiment in the history of mankind? Can we identify? Do we have the wisdom to be able to identify this or not? And a lot of it comes just through information that's coming out and whether or not we can accept it as being the true reality. Remember when Neo woke up out of the Matrix? And after Morpheus told him the truth, and he couldn't take it. They had to unplug him. It was too much. It was overwhelming. This can't be true. Because if it's true, man, what a horrible reality that is. Who wants to live in a reality to know that we're living in the greatest experiment in the history of mankind? Who would want to wrap their mind around that? Only those that would embrace truth would be able to bear that, that possibility, right? And then it was so much that he threw up. Right, Neo threw up. It was too much, and he passed out. So we first must be able to ask ourselves, can we embrace the real reality here? Because if not, we won't understand what the real reality is. We'll believe something else. But the book of Daniel tells us knowledge shall be increased. Many shall go to and fro. So in these last days, it's all coming out. And we're about to go into it. It's all coming out. You cannot stop the truth. Okay? You either accept it or you deny it. And if you accept it, what are you going to do about knowing that it's the truth? What are you doing to prepare yourself and position yourself to escape this reality? Because this reality comes with traps for those who can see as well as those who can't see. Those who can't see, well, those would be those getting caught up in the greatest experiment in the history of mankind, if we are indeed in that experiment. But those who can see, there are other traps awaiting. This is just the beginning. The reason why Christ, Ezra, called it the beginning of sorrows. Let's go to our first article here. This comes off naturalnews.com. It says, vaccine the sheeple. COVID-19 is the largest ask conformity experiment ever conducted. This is May 8, 2022. It says, using one of psychology's oldest research tools, the Ask Conformity Experiment, the facilitators of the entire COVID pandemic convinced nearly 5 billion people to go against what they know as real and valid and make safety choices based on what they thought the masses were also making. Billions of human beings across planet Earth from every continent and every country conform to what they believe most of the others were doing. So already we're talking about thought and belief, making choices, when all we had to do is remember back to what Christ said, take heed that no man deceive you. He warned us in these times, or you're going to fall into a delusion, delusional, confusional stupor. As very social creatures, the majority of humans want to be accepted, liked, and not buck the system. That's called a herd. That's what that is. When you want to be part of the herd, you don't want to be an outcast. Okay? You don't want to be ostracized or ridiculed. You want to be accepted and embraced with everyone else, your friends, your family. See, this is the reason why Paul said that they should fall into a strong delusion, because they would not receive the love of the truth so that they could be saved, because they want to fit in with the world. It's called conformity, and the fear of nonconformity and this grand experiment could be costing every last one of them their health, livelihood, human rights, medical freedoms, and every last penny they have. So this is according to the Ask Conformity Experiment. And we're going to, and it might be Ask, I might be getting the pronunciation wrong, but it's ASCH, Ask or Ask Conformity Experiment. That's what this experiment is. It's a herd experiment. It's to see who's going to follow the herd and who's not. Who will cave into the peer pressure and who will stand strong and pass the test. Sheeple syndrome. Facing total disbelief about their choices, billions still went along just to fit in with the masses. Would you declare the color purple is orange if everyone around you did so first? Even though you were looking right at it and knew it was purple. See, that's what you call strong delusion. Look at the vials on the screen. Is it red? Is it green? Or is it blue? What color is it really? Well, if you're in the strong delusion, you see green. Doesn't matter what color it actually is, blue or red, all you see is green, right? So here it is, the color is staring you right in the face, and you can't see it for what it really is. That's called strong delusion, of great confusion. What if 10 other people all said orange first? Okay, so imagine you ask somebody, what color is it? It's purple, but 10 other of your friends said orange. What if 100 or 1,000 or 1 million said it was orange? What would you say? While your choice was being recorded for everyone to know. So everyone else is saying it's orange. It's not purple, it's orange. What are you going to say? Are you going to stand for truth and say it's purple? Or are you going to follow the crowd because you don't want to stick out like a sore thumb? It says, then what if you said purple just to conform, but found out later that everyone who said orange were actors? Told to say orange, plus other fake answers from fake people. Would you still go against the grain the next time you knew the truth? But your answer choice was going to be different than that of the masses. The Solomon Ask conformity experiment has been conducted on the world stage. A virus that was no more deadly than the seasonal flu was purported to be the next black plague. So that's all it took. All it took was them to put out that something that was the flu was the next black plague. And the masses were made to believe that everyone was getting vaccinated and wearing masks to save themselves from sure death. That's how it works. That's what vaccine passports were really about, to show everyone how dumb and reckless they were if they did not get one. Get it? The fear of nonconformity drove the sheeple to get deadly blood-clotting vaccines and wear oxygen-depriving masks all day long. And don't worry, we're going to talk about masks here later, because it isn't just the vaccines, it's the masks too. Okay, all this is part of the stupor and the great confusion, where you can't even use common sense to understand what we learned in preschool and kindergarten as far as what is actually for your best health and what's actually detrimental for your health. You lose all common rational thinking. Fear is a sin too. So if these things put you into fear, like we read earlier when we were breaking down the definition of words, it said it would cause you to error and make a wrong choice. And in these times, we can afford to make wrong choices, not with the times we're living in. If you're in the dark and there's a cliff in front of you, and to the side is safety and to the other side is safety, hey, your steps are very, very important, okay? Very, very crucial that you make the right step or you're going over the cliff, and that's it. A worldwide narrative about COVID-19 convinced billions of people to go completely against their better judgment and conform. Most people know that vaccines take years to develop in laboratories and must go through extensive clinical trials before they are cast in the public domain for mass injection. Okay, that's how it's supposed to work. That's what we've been told the science is all these years. However, the COVID vaccines were rushed to market and even labeled for emergency authorization and emergency use only. In other words, billions of people knew they were taking part in a dangerous experiment, but chose to do so because the mass media made them think everyone else was conforming before they even did. See how it works? Monkey see, monkey do. Right? We're talking more about monkeys here later. Right? The monkey business. Most humans, while wearing a mask, would admit they cannot breathe properly. Oh, here we go about the mask. Put the mask on. It's hard to breathe, right? Common sense. Can't breathe with it on. And would remove it after a short period of time. Using common sense, right, to understand it would affect their health and well-being if they kept wearing it all day, everywhere they went. The narrative was the opposite, though, and convinced them that it was safe and effective to cut off 20% of your oxygen supply all day to save yourself from COVID-19, another concocted conspiracy theory never proven to be real. So why is it that conspiracy theories only are geared towards those who go against mainstream? Why is it that the mainstream are never called conspiracy theorists? Oh. You're saying COVID-19 exists, and I'm looking outside and people look fine, and you're saying it's asymptomatic, but people have it and they have no symptoms. That sounds like a really, high-level conspiracy theory right there, if you ask me. That sounds like some serious paranoia and some serious spookiness going on. It says the pandemic virus still has yet to be isolated in a lab. They still have not isolated what they're calling COVID-19. It still hasn't been isolated in a lab. You know why? They don't have to isolate anything in the lab. It doesn't have to be real. All they have to do is convince you by telling you on a mass level through the Hollywood sorcery Wizard of Oz programming called mainstream media that it's real. And you'll believe it's real. It don't have to be real. Why would they chance putting out a real virus that could actually kill them or harm them? No, you know what? You don't got to do all that. Just tell them it's real. And they'll believe it because, hey, we're so trusting. The mainstream media never lies. The government never lies. You see what sin does? How being in sin doesn't allow you to think clearly and have even use common sense? It says that's why PCR tests are all fake. And we've even proven that and have seen that with doctors come out and say, even the maker of the PCR test said they were never meant to be used that way. False positives, on and on and on and on. So if the disease isn't real, that means the tests aren't real. But see, now you're starting to see the different reality that you can get sucked into. You can get sucked into the matrix. The delusion, confusion, and stupor. They're just another tool of the ass conformity experiment. See, they've been doing these experiments over and over and over and over again. This experiment was done in the 50s. So all they've been doing since that time and now is perfecting it to where now they're 70 years later, they're ready to unleash it in 2020. And let's see how good it works with everything else we've done. Let's put it all together, put it out there. Let's see what people conform to this experiment, or if they use common sense. Let's see who's really in righteousness and who's really in sin. Because that's going to distinguish who's making the right decisions here. Now, it doesn't mean that a person is condemned if they made the wrong choice. They may have put themselves in a serious health condition or a serious black hole of health that now they must climb out of. And through the Spirit of the Most High, we pray that they're able to, through righteousness, deep detoxification, proper dieting, that you can climb out of that if you made the wrong decision. Okay, but you don't get too many. We're not cats here. We don't get nine lives. So you don't get to keep making the same decisions, bad decisions over and over again and think you're going to keep living. The wages of sin is death. Okay? So they're seeing, okay, they're in their experiment, they're collecting data. And that's why they need your name. Who took it? We can see who the righteous are, who didn't take it, and we can see those who are in sin, who did take it. And we'll see who those who are in sin, who continue to keep taking it, who are unrepentant. But you have some people like, oh, hold up now. I took that, and I don't feel the same. That now, you know, their programming is breaking. And they have a chance to be, you know, reached with this information to come out of the grand experiment, out of the grand illusion. It says here, COVID-19 was never proven deadly to healthy humans or teenagers or children or babies. We're going to pull up some numbers later. They said that all these deaths happened in 2020. We're going to see. That's what they told us in 2020. All these people were dying from COVID. We're going to get the numbers out. We're going to see what was happening in 2019, and we're going to see what's happening in 2021 and 2022 now that we have some data. Okay? Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. Yet the narrative has convinced young, healthy people of all ages to get jabbed with experimental gene-manipulating technology, including parents getting their children vaccinated over and over with this dangerous and deadly injection experiment when they're not even really vaccines at all. So I seen someone say the other day, yeah, you went down there to some stranger at either at a clinic or a drive-thru or a parking lot. They stuck you with something. You didn't ask them what it was. You didn't say, well, what are the ingredients? You didn't even know these people. And they're sticking you and shooting you up with solution. What is it? How reckless and irresponsible is that? It says here, conformity is the mass murdering fulcrum of the whole experiment. This is a mass murdering experiment. So many people are afraid of not doing what the masses seem to be doing. Whether or not that is fact or fiction doesn't even matter. So people are making choices and decisions based upon someone else. Well, they went and got the vaccine and they're fine. Then you got people online on social media posting pictures of their vaccine card. I got the Moderna. I got Pfizer. I got the Johnson & Johnson. AstraZeneca. Like they're throwing up gang sets or something. Branded slaves. You have been branded by that company and their product. We talk about, is this the greatest experiment in the history of mankind? There's only about 7 or 8 billion people on the earth. And it said that 5 billion people have participated in this. In this medical procedure. So if 5 billion people have participated, can we go anywhere in history to see that number or greater participate in something to say that there's a greater experiment in history before now? Again, another question I'm asking. So it says here, watch and learn how and why nearly 5 billion people worldwide are willing to take part in a grand experiment where they can get sick and die soon just for making wrong choices they believe most other people are making. And you have a video here where you have all these news stations all saying the same thing across the country, to show you how media programs, they're not there to give you news, they're there to program. Someone's writing a script, there's a central hub writing a script, sending it out to everyone to read. 1984, They Live, some of the books and movies that come to mind, Big Brother, right? And so here is the ask experiment. Check it out. Here goes, we got some guinea pigs. So what he doesn't know is that the other people here are actors. He's the only one participating in the real test. Everyone else there is acting. They're all in on it. He's the only one that doesn't know what's going on. So the actors were told the wrong line. They were told the wrong line, and they're going to see if the person who doesn't know what's going on, they're going to see if he picks the right line or if he goes with the herd. We're going to see if he goes off the cliff with the actors and the herd, or whether he breaks free of the herd. We are very social creatures. We will go along with the group. Don't go against the grain. Because we want to be accepted in life. So we'll accept the lie, even when we know it, the truth. Even when we know it's a lie, we'll accept it anyway, because we want to fit in with everyone else. And they've done this experiment over and over and over again with great success to get society to conform to their experiments. We just happen to be in the greatest one, according to the numbers. Dynamics is one of the most powerful forces in human psychology. Christ said, take heed that no man deceive you. Okay, so through the peer pressure, through the herd, through the herding and the herd participation, where we want to be part of the herd, we'll choose wrong over right to fit in with the world. And when I say we, I'm talking about mankind. Very few will step out from the herd and be, you know, and take the affliction that comes with being an outsider. And this is the reason why, and before it was COVID-19, it's not like this started in 2020, all right? When you woke up to a higher level of understanding and truth and you brought it to your family, how many of them accepted it, right? So this goes perfect in with the Matrix conversation earlier on Patreon. How many friends and family have you lost because of the truth? And they may, most of them know the truth, right? But to know the truth and to accept and follow the truth means them losing a whole lot of this world that they're just not willing to give up. Right? And the experiment goes on and on and on and on. And you have here off Simply Psychology more on this experiment. I'm not going to go over it. It's just another reference for you all. And again, I will give you all the links within 48 hours. You'll have them here under this video, as well as Odyssey will be upload the backup videos. It's just another link that breaks down this experiment. Right? You even had another guy named Sharif in 1935. He had his own conformity experiment. They're masters of experimentation. And you have actors surrounding the innocent participant, the stooges. And you have a blind sheep here ready to be deceived by the experimenter. So these would be your crisis actors. And your so-called news broadcasters, your government officials, your doctors, all those that would line up and tell you all the same thing. And you would say to yourself, well, if they're all saying the same thing, then it must be true. Masks must protect me from a disease that they haven't proven exists, that's on the level of the flu. Even though in your mind, you know, it's taking away your oxygen. Or vaccines, yeah, they typically take 10 years before they release them. But you know what? They said it's okay. because they got the emergency authorization from the FDA. The FDA wouldn't lie. The FDA is for my best interest. So already those have failed the first test and the first sign Christ warned about in Matthew 24. You've already failed in the experiment. Okay, so this is just another website that breaks it down in more detail. But I believe we got a good understanding of how it works. There's another video on here that you can watch as well with more actors and some innocent bystander or sheep here being deceived and caving into the pressure. Okay, human psychology is something serious. And so the devil's job is to find out how to control your mind. How can he control your mind and your thought process? Peer pressure, loss, like you losing things that you love or that you want. That's how you get compromised. Flattery, as Daniel talks about, being flattered, giving you gifts and benefits. Like a pet. Hey, how many times did we see get your free Krispy Kreme, get your free lap dance, get your free oil change, get a free gas card, you know, on and on and on, free this, free that, if you just come down and take this shot. Okay, so any way to compromise you, everybody has an angle. The devil's looking for it. Keep that in mind. Christ warned us. But we're also seeing the whistle being blown because in our reality, we would have things that would confirm the scriptures. Just by paying attention, as Christ told us to watch and pray, he said, well, just pay attention to what's going on and pray, be sober, be in righteousness, and I'm going to reveal it to you. I'm going to show you. It may not be mainstream, but the information is going to be out there for you to get access to it. So here we are with the information, naturalnews.com, German lawyer, Raina Fulmix, COVID-19 vaccines were designed to experiment on the human race. You have a German lawyer coming out saying this was one experiment on mankind. That's what they were created for. They just needed those guinea pigs to jump in there for the experiment. But it gets deeper because there's some stuff going on in real time right now when it comes to all this we're going to bring out here in a moment. Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. So not only this German lawyer, but 50 of his colleagues have concluded that these vaccines were created to experiment on mankind, on the human race. They came to these conclusions after hearing the statements of witnesses in the German Corona Investigative Committee, particularly that of former Pfizer executive Dr. Mike Yeadon. So now you're starting to see all these people starting to come out. Ex-Pfizer employee, ex-Moderna employee, ex-Johnson & Johnson, and so on, all the way to the last manufacturer of these vaccines coming out, blowing the whistle. What's really going on? According to Yeadon, the vaccine manufacturers are still trying to find out what dosage and unknown toxin is needed to kill people. He added that the mortality rate linked to the vaccines is traceable based on the lot numbers of the different batches. Some appear to be more lethal than others. That's the reason why they have batch numbers. Because for every vaccine, there's a serial number on it. So that when you take the vaccine, you now have become a serial number. The reason why people were showing up on Wi-Fi discovery devices as a Wi-Fi device with a number attached to you. The lawyer said that when taking a look at the available evidence, the main goal of the injection seems to be global depopulation. That's what the lawyer said. That's what they concluded. The main goal is global depopulation. Not the only goal, but the main goal. Fulmich also said the lawyers who were preparing an international lawsuit against Pfizer were no longer in doubt as poisoning and mass murder through the vaccines are intentionally being perpetrated on people. Journalist Alf Bittner and podcaster Severich Granskis also stated in the interviews that in Sweden, injuries and deaths related to known lot numbers are seen to be similar in different healthcare regions. Bittner is in contact with a vaccine coordinator who was able to provide documents to keep track of the people injured or dead related to the vaccine batches. So now that we're coming at the end of year two of this, I'm going to call it experiment. Whether you want to say it's the greatest one or not, I don't think we can deny that it's at least an experiment. Now that we're coming at the end of year two, it's all starting to come out. Now we have some data to work with. Now we're starting to see some results and some numbers to what's happening with people and their health. It says here, some lots are extremely dangerous and lethal. It appears that barcodes at the bottom of the vaccine doses indicate which ones are placebo, the harmless dose being injected to politicians and prominent individuals. So you have the placebos. And make sure that those who they need for now get those. There's a number attached to the placebo. Make sure you stick them with those. However, Fulmich and his team believe that all of the lots are dangerous. So there's only a few placebos in a lot. Most are dangerous. So there are those that have gotten placebos, but very, very few based upon their findings. So through their research, they found out that some of these lots are extremely dangerous and deadly. All you have to do is look up the barcodes. Match the barcodes up to the lots and check the people who currently took them. And that's going to give you an indication of how dangerous that lot was based upon that person's health or if they're alive at all. What it boils down to is that this is about population reduction. He explained that if these companies are going to use deadly doses right from the start, they are going to scare everyone off. That's why they're experimenting with the right dose that could kill off 5 to 20% of the population. So what we're seeing is a watered-down version of really what they really want to put out. Okay, they're putting out mostly watered-down versions, maybe a few placebos, and a few super deadly ones, because they're trying to figure out, okay, how do we get this formula just right to get it to do what we want it to do? So they're putting it out in levels, different percentages of the solution, collecting the data, going back to the laboratories to perfect their science, their mad science. They're weird science. But they need guinea pigs. They need test subjects. And they don't have enough people to volunteer. So let's just do it on the whole globe. Plus, they're running short on time anyway. They don't have much time left. So they got to get this thing going. Okay. Enter in the greatest experiment in the history of mankind. This is compelling evidence of premeditated mass murder. Punitive damages come into play when you're dealing with a bad actor who was intentionally doing something harmful, and that is what we're dealing with here. The makers of the vaccines, the politicians who push for them, the mainstream media that advertise them, and the doctors who administer the shots are all in on it. And Fulmich has promised to bring them justice. Let me say that again. The makers of the vaccines, the politicians who push for them, the mainstream media that advertise them, and the doctors who administer the shots enter in the ass experiment. Here go your actors. They're all there smiling, watching you. We took the vaccine. We're fine. Yeah, it's emergency authorized, but the FDA approved it, and they're reliable. And the innocent sheep goes down, rolls his sleeve up, and takes the takes the venom in his veins, the scorpion sting. With the Wizard of Oz, right? With his hocus pocus snake oil, his sorcery and wizardry. That's how it works. But, so with this coming out, I think it would make sense to what happens next. Because if you have this information coming out and the actors are being identified who were all in on this, the makers of the vaccine, the politicians, the mainstream media that advertised them, the doctors who administered the shots. So if that's the case, what are these people, the actors, what are they looking to do right now, being that this is all coming out? Who is the main face of this whole campaign and agenda? Okay, where is he at and what is he looking to do right now? Well, that's going to take us to our next article. Oh, yeah. Fox News. Anthony Fauci will retire in December. We talked about this last broadcast. Anthony Fauci will retire in December. Remember, he said he was going to retire between now and the end of the Biden administration. Well, we're only halfway through the Biden administration. He's getting out now. He ain't waiting till the end. But after COVID craziness, Congress must hold him accountable. Congress must examine Fauci's consequential decisions about lockdowns, vaccines, and more during the COVID pandemic. So the fraudster, Fauci Nocchio, he has a lot of questions to answer. And you know what? He's only one of many. He's just the face of it. He's a scapegoat. He's a character they can disappear at any time and pin the tail on the donkey as a scapegoat. And all blame can go on him, and all the rest of them can go away scot-free. All right, before we go into this article, also going back to what we read last broadcast about the new COVID-19 guidance from CDC focuses on individual decisions. So now the CDC is saying that if you've been exposed to the virus, you no longer need to quarantine. If you're vaccinated, you're no different than someone who's unvaccinated. If you're a student and you've been exposed in class, you don't have to leave. You can stay. And it's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. So if you're asymptomatic, you no longer have to take tests. So it's like it never happened. Oh, yeah. See, they finished their experiment for now. So now they're going back to business as usual. Okay? They've got enough test subjects in it before they move to the next step of their agenda. Right? And so because of that, now you have the fraudster looking to get out of Dodge. It says here, Anthony Fauci, and I'm not going to call him a doctor. I'll call him a sorcerer or a snake oil salesman selling snake oil and venom. Head of the National Institute of Allergy and infectious diseases, Biden's medical advisor and the highest paid bureaucrat on the federal government's payroll, announced Monday that he will be stepping down in December after 50 years of bleeding the American taxpayers dry. And you have to ask yourself, he's been in there 50 years. Why is he stepping down now? The timing is very intriguing. That he would be in there that long, and it would time up perfectly for him to retire 2 years into this campaign, right? So he's getting out of Dodge. Fauci is the face of public health malfeasance. Now he wants to wash his hands and enjoy a cushy retirement and his $350,000 a year pension, courtesy of American taxpayers. Congressional Republicans shouldn't let him. From his days mismanaging the AIDS crisis to promoting lockdowns and spreading vaccine disinformation, Fauci's public health failures have directly led to countless excess deaths, drug overdoses, business closures, and a severe toll on America's mental and overall health. What's even more remarkable is that he's never apologized. In fact, he'd do it all over again if he could. So now that the ship is sinking, lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, he no longer has a ship to be on. The ship is going down. So he's headed for the life rafts. They're getting off, the rafts are getting out of town. The rafts are getting off the ship. Right? And he's getting away as if nothing's happened, right? He's just sliding out the door. Nobody's asking any questions, right? Good job. We're thankful for your service. You're 50, not only just during the past 2 years of COVID, but you're 50 years of service, all the way going back to AIDS. Remember that? Where he started? Oh, yeah. Here he is. Better take a real good look at him, because you're not going to see a lot of him soon, one way or the other. Fauci stated last month that he would recommend much, much more stringent restrictions to try to stop COVID if given the opportunity. So if it was up to him, he said he would do it way stricter than what it was done the first time. This wasn't just a stunning affirmation of his contempt for American civil liberties. It was an attempt to pour cold water on future congressional investigations into his policies. Could you imagine the devilish grin behind that mask as he's looking at the sheep participate in the ask conformity experiment with all his actors pressuring and convincing them that it's okay to take and roll your sleeve up? Fauci wants to stop Americans and Congress from pursuing basic questions. Did the health cost of the lockdowns outweigh its benefits? Did Fauci bother with a cost-benefit analysis before endorsing lockdowns? Did the lockdown stunt children's development, learning, or mental health? Did anyone at the NIH bother to analyze those effects before recommending continued school closures? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fauci's resignation is nothing more than an attempt to sweep what he's done under the rug and fade from public life so that Congress and the American people ultimately forget the horrific cost of the COVID lockdown. And see, this is the same reason why they have your presidents always serve maximum 8 years. They keep the musical chairs going. Swap them in, swap them out. So they can get away. Think about George Bush and what happened with 9/11. Now that all the information has come out, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Al-Qaeda was a joke. Killed bin Laden. I mean, executed Saddam Hussein in broad daylight of the public. And he gets out of Dodge, out of his presidential seat, and now he's off into the sunset as if he never did it. Well, this is how they do it. So it'll be some guy comes in, fills Fauci's seat, And can you imagine what level he's going to be on with where they're going with this great reset? So they're trying to make this a Republican-Democrat thing, but that's the part you got to stay out of, is the false left-right paradigm, because that's part of the matrix too. That's part of the matrix too. So let's talk about this character, Fauci. He must be held accountable. This is the Republicans saying this, right? Well, he will be held accountable by the Most High God. So we're not worried about what happens to him at this point. You know, vengeance is of the Lord. So only thing we can do is pray that his bath in hell won't be any hotter than what we know it's going to be. Yeah, that's mercy. Right? Because he's going to a hot bath. Him and his buddies. So why must he be held accountable? Well, let's take a look at the fraudster. This is back in the early 2000s. Let's check this video out here. Let's see what he was saying back in the early 2000s. See if it matches with what he's saying today. What? Hold up. He said if she's had the flu and recovered, she don't need a vaccine, because the best vaccine is the disease itself. Let's hear that again. So if she's had the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be. She don't need the vaccine, because the best vaccine is the disease itself. Now, is that what we were told in 2020 and 2021 and 2022 by this character? If she has the flu, she really has the flu, she definitely, I mean, most definitely doesn't need a vaccine. Now, they told us it was coronavirus. And when you look at coronavirus in the medical dictionary, it says it's a flu. So how was it that in the 2000s, this was the medical advice? But then in 2020, it was almost the exact opposite of what we were being told. Oh, no, you must get the vaccine. Everyone must get the vaccine. Oh, yeah. Remember, they said the science changes, right? The science always changes. The science can change at the drop of a dime. No, you know what changes? A lie. A lie always has to change. The truth is constant from beginning to end. Lies change. When you're a liar, you have to constantly change the lie to make it match the narrative. So this was back in the early 2000s, okay? And this is what should have been played on the mainstream news instead of him talking during 2020. This is what should have been being played. And you must now answer to these scientific, your science statements that you made in the early 2000s, 20 years ago. She doesn't need the vaccine, because why? It's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself. Now, did he say that same line during 2020, during the lockdown? What changed? What changed? Okay, so when you go back in history and you check out this character, all the way back to the AIDS hoax, PSYOP, and the 80s, you see nothing but lies. You see nothing but inconsistencies. Again, what did Christ tell us? Take heed that no man deceive you. If you get deceived, you're going to be in a stupor. You're going to be in great confusion and in a strong delusion. What else? Uh-oh. Governor DeSantis calls for Fauci to be investigated. I think he's done more damage to more people at more ages than anybody else in this country. Let's check it out. Now, do you think, family, that we're going to get to the bottom of this? What do you think is going to happen here? Well, if any of you caught Joey B's speech last night in Hitler-esque fashion, then you would know that civil war is here. And if you think that any of these characters are going to be investigated or brought into courtrooms like Trump promised to do with Hillary, lock her up, we're going to investigate it. No sooner than Trump won the election, him and Hillary were best friends again. Not that they weren't best friends during the election. It was all acting. Check out this woman's face right here as she's listening to this guy. Right? She's listening to his lie. And she's trying not to bust out laughing, like, you know, just trying to keep a straight face through her smirkish body language. As they would want you to believe that they're really finna investigate this character. No, they're all in it together. Left and right, false left paradigm. They want you to get caught up on a side. We're not on either side. We're on the side of truth. So yeah, when you bring out certain things that are truth, we'll accept it. Okay, but the agenda, no, we're not with the agenda of what you're about, because guess what? Republicans are about vaccines too. At the end of the day, no matter how much they talk, you know, maybe say some things bad about it, they're for vaccines too. All right, now real quick, we have about 3 minutes left before the call lines get cut off on Blog Talk. So if you would like to speak, question, you want to share some information, the guest caller number is 515-605-9327. Again, 515-605-9327. If you don't call in 3 minutes, you won't be able to call in for the rest of the night. If you have a comment or question, press 1, and I'll take your call here shortly. All right, so more. It says here, the sinister Fauci has been putting out deadly drugs and injections knowingly since the 1980s. And we actually broke down this whole video and other information on Fauci back in the 80s with the whole AIDS psyop. So Dr. Robert E. Woodner testifies that Fauci is guilty of genocide during the 80s. So here it is 40 years later. Is this guy still on the loose with the same genocide and he hasn't been caught by now? Again, that's the strong delusion that they want Republicans to come under, that this guy's going to get caught or he's going to go to prison. No, he's finna go to his island, dead or alive. At worst, they kill the Dr. Fauci character off in the media, and he retires to his island with the rest of the so-called dead people that they say died that are, you know, celebrities or higher-ups. So you are in delusion if you think that 40 years later, this guy's going to be held guilty of anything in this world. Let's check this video out here. So they were putting out killer drugs in the 80s. AZT, other drugs for this so-called AIDS, autoimmune deficiency syndrome. You could be perfectly fine and healthy, and they test your blood and say, oh, by the way, you got AIDS. And to show you how they mock you, The same with monkeypox. The same with monkeypox. They told you back in the 80s that AIDS was a gay disease. To show you how they mock you and test your common sense, and see how many straight men run down and get AZT when they told you it was a gay disease. Pure mockery. Same with monkeypox. It's a gay disease. According to them, how many straight people are going to run down there and get the monkeypox shot that are straight? Right? That, they're just testing your common sense at this point. Strong delusion. How does the press escape such obvious truths? You know how they escape such obvious truths? Because they're bought and paid for by these characters, by big government and big corporations. They're bought and paid for. You've already showed that with Davos 2022, where you had the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and all their main CEOs and higher-ups from within those news organizations. They are at the Davos 2022 with Klaus Schwab at Davos in the WEF as guests. So if you think the news, the mainstream news is going to come out, they'll come out just enough to be controlled opposition like the Republicans are doing right now. They'll come out just enough to be controlled opposition to control the narrative, give you a little bit of truth. But guess what comes with that truth? Rat poisoning. You're going to slide the rat poisoning in there with the truth so they can control both sides. They can't have a side representing the truth uncontrolled, entering your Republican Party. Good cop, bad cop. False left, right paradigm. So you have doctors putting their whole livelihood on the line, their whole career on the line to bring out truth. This is, you know, even back then, you're seeing it today now with COVID-19. All right? These are those people who will stand with truth till their death. That are not part of the ass conformity experiment. That are cave into peer pressure. Because you have 50 other doctors that are saying COVID-19 vaccine is good. And, okay, what are you going to do as a doctor? Are you going to be part of the experiment and say it's good, or are you going to stand for truth and say, nah, these guys are out their minds. Many have been compromised and sold out and chose the wrong answer and the lie through the pressure. The love of money, the loss of substance, the loss of character, with the assassination of character in the news, all that. They got all the dirty tricks to come after you if you don't go along in your position of influence. What else? We have a video here. How Fauci could become more dangerous and powerful in retirement. So some people think, oh, man, get him out of there, right? Get Fauci out of there. Things are going to get better, right? That's delusional, okay? Fauci is just a puppet. Doesn't matter who sits in his seat. There's people behind him, behind the scenes, behind the curtain that are calling the shots. But now this video is actually showing that you thought he was powerful before in that position. He's about to become even more powerful now, because leaving this position, what's the next position he can go to have even a greater influence of power? Let's check it out. So he's not retiring. That's why most headlines, you won't see them use the word retire. You might see some, but most won't say retire. He's not retiring. He's just moving out of the position for the next guy to come in. So where is he going? See that? I am announcing today that I will be stepping down. He didn't say retiring. He said stepping down. So why do you think, family, he's particularly proud to have served as chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden since the very first day of his administration? Particularly proud. He's taking full, indulgence in what he was able to accomplish in his position on a grand global scale. Gloating in that. Psychopathic maniac. So if he moves to one of these other seats, it could actually give him greater power. He's already stated that. If he could do it again, he would have been more strict. Well, if they put him in one of these other seats, like the WHO or one of these vaccine makers, that just gives him more power to then enforce the recommendations for how these events should be handled. As the next one comes and the next one comes. Because they'll just say, well, this guy's experience, he's been there 50 years in the NIH under all these presidents, okay? He definitely knows what to be done. And now he's not just under the U.S. He's global now. He's in a global positional seat now to do it on a global level. Okay, so people may think he's out of there. They're tired of him. Listen, this guy's just getting started. So there's more to this video. We have more to cover. I'll leave this for you all. You can watch the whole thing if you like. Let's keep moving forward. Newsweek. How Fauci fooled America, right? How the fraudster fooled America. And this was even back in November of last year. When the pandemic hit, America needed someone to turn to for advice. The media and public naturally looked to Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, an esteemed laboratory immunologist, and one of President Donald Trump's chosen COVID advisors. Unfortunately, Fauci got major epidemiology and public health questions wrong. Reality and scientific studies have now caught up with him. Here are all the key issues. Natural immunity. By pushing vaccine mandates, Fauci ignores naturally acquired immunity among the COVID recoverers, of which there are more than 45 million in the U.S. So again, we showed the video of him 20 years ago where he was talking about the best vaccination is recovering from the disease. 2020 came and there was no such thing as natural immunity anymore. So this article is pointing that out. He totally ignored that in 2020 and told people you must get the vaccine. You must get the boosters. You must take the Paxlovid, all their drugs. Also, he's on the Moderna payroll, right? So when you ask him about Moderna and his relationship with them, he gets real dodgy. Yeah, he's getting paid by them. So why would he not push something that's going to pay him? It says mounting evidence indicates that natural immunity is stronger and longer lasting than vaccine-induced immunity. In a study from Israel, the vaccinated were 27 times more likely to get symptomatic COVID than the unvaccinated who had recovered from a prior infection. So why do you think that is, family, that those who are vaccinated are more likely to catch the flu, which is called the flu. They're more likely to get sick, catch a cold, catch the flu, than those who are unvaccinated who caught the flu or cold and got over it. Why are those that took the shot almost 30 times more likely to get sick again or to get sick, period? Well, we brought it out in past broadcasts. We're going to talk more about it tonight on what the vaccine does to your immune system. Okay, it compromises it. So now you're going to be more likely to get sick than someone who doesn't have that stuff in their veins. Okay, so it says, we have known about natural immunity from disease at least since the Athenian plague in 430 BC. So over 2,000 years, natural immunity has been known, but in 2020, it became unknown, right? It says here, protecting the elderly. While anyone can get infected, there is more than a thousandfold difference in mortality risk between the old and the young. After more than 700,000 reported COVID deaths in America, we know that the lockdowns failed to protect high-risk older people. Fronted with the idea of focused protection of the vulnerable, Fauci admitted he had no idea how to accomplish it, arguing that it would be impossible. That may be understandable for a lab scientist, but public health scientists have presented many concrete suggestions that would have helped had Fauci and other officials not ignored them. So again, this guy became the sole voice for science and medicine during this past 2 years. Any other doctor or scientist, especially those that would go against what his suggestions are, or his opinion was, right? Didn't even make the light of day to be heard. Fauci has pushed vaccine mandates for children, students, and working age adults who are already immune. All low risk populations. So again, if you say that the best vaccine is the disease itself, then you can't push the vaccine on all age brackets. But what was ignored is the fact that the adults, middle-aged, and younger, all the way to children, are low risk, and they still had the vaccine mandates pushed on them. To show you, this had nothing to do with a disease. But what it did have something to do with caused tremendous disruption to labor markets and hampered the operation of many hospitals. So this has had a serious effect on our world and the way that the world is run through supply chains, through operations. And we're about to see some serious ripple effects here in year two of this, as we're coming to a close of year two, as we're going into the fall and wintertime, going into year three, school closures. And remember, they closed the schools. And now they're telling you students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. But during the time, they shut down schools. Check this out. Throughout the 2020 spring wave, Sweden kept daycare and schools open for all of its 1.8 million children ages 1 to 15 with no masks, testing, or social distancing. The result? Zero COVID deaths among children and a COVID risk to teachers lower than the average of other professions. So while the rest of the world was on lockdown and putting forth all these mandates, Sweden didn't do that, and none of the children died. To show you, it was fake. Fall of 2020, most European countries followed suit with similar results. Okay? Similar results, because it was nothing more than the flu. So, considering the devastating effects of school closures on children, Fauci's advocacy for school closures may be the biggest, single biggest mistake of his career. masks. Uh-oh. We don't, hey, more on masks later too. The gold standard of medical research is randomized trials, and there have now been two on COVID masks for adults. For children, there is no solid scientific evidence that masks work. A Dana study found no statistical significant difference between masking and not masking when it came to coronavirus infection. So there was a study in Denmark on masks, and they were unable to determine any difference between those who wore masks and those who didn't wear masks when it comes to catching the cold or flu. In a study in Bangladesh, the 95% confidence interval showed that masks reduced transmission between 0% and 18%. Hence, masks are either of zero or limited benefit. There are many more critical pandemic measures that Fauci could have emphasized, such as better ventilation in schools and hiring nursing home staff with natural immunity. Contact tracing. For some infectious diseases such as Ebola and syphilis, contact tracing is critically important. For a commonly circulating viral infection such as COVID, it was a hopeless waste of valuable public health resources that did not stop the disease. That's because contact tracing had nothing to do with the disease. Contact tracing had to do with surveillance and putting the systems and technology in place to continue to incrementally increase said technologies and surveillance on the public. Collateral public health damage. A fundamental public health principle is that health is multidimensional. The control of a single infectious disease is not synonymous with health. As an immunologist, Fauci failed to properly consider and weigh the disastrous effects lockdowns would have on cancer detection and treatment, cardiovascular disease outcomes, diabetes care, childhood vaccination rates, mental health, and opioid overdoses, to name a few. Americans will live with and die from this collateral damage for many years to come. Remember what Klaus Schwab said about COVID-19. He said, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. So that's all this had to do with, okay? Further diving deeper, quicker, faster, and harder into the New World Order, all under the excuse of COVID-19. Yet people under the alternate reality, the delusion and confusion, which led to the stupor. So now as they start to go take us deeper into this New World Order, no one questions it, and they only embrace it. That's what this is about. That's what this was about, and it's going to affect all sectors of our lives. Okay. Al Fauci fooled America. Getting off the ship, mission accomplished, him and his other rats scurrying for the hills before people finally wake up and realize they've been fooled. And how did this guy get away? By the time they figure it all out, he's gone. In the wind. Tucker Carlson on COVID vaccine immune system suppression. So now, again, you have the Republicans coming out, controlled opposition, bringing out truth so they can control the narrative on the right side of the fence. But nonetheless, there's some good information here, stuff we've all talked about, but it's now coming out mainstream. Alarming research about the vaccine coming out. Diverse adverse consequences. So now you can't say that you haven't been told. Only problem is black people, we're not conservative or Republican, we're Democrat. So this is a message and warning for white people. Because we're not listening to Fox News for Republicans, right? Because this is aimed at us. So now it makes sense why those who are vaccinated are 27 times more likely to get sick. Because now, two doses of this venom has lowered your immune system, your immune function. So if you want to know about AIDS, this is it. It was in the vaccine. The vaccine was the AIDS that Fauci was talking about in the 80s. This is the real AIDS. When you take the vaccine, you destroy your immune system. See that? Now it makes sense why the CDC has come out and have updated their guidelines, whether vaccinated and unvaccinated are treated the same, because it's all coming out now. The mainstream media is just now saying what we've been saying since pretty much the beginning of all this and what this was going to lead to. So now they must get on board so they can control the narrative. Okay, but it's all out there now. It can't be hidden. That those who have taken it are more likely to get sick and die versus those who didn't take it. Right? Why is no one interested? Is it because so many people took the vaccine and it's why they're not interested? They're not interested because Paul told us why they're not interested. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Okay? They're not interested because they didn't listen to the truth. They didn't receive the love of the truth so that they could be saved out of this stupor, out of this delusion. They were deceived by sin, and now here comes the aftermath and the blowback from those who participated in this grand experiment. Shocking discovery and lawsuit. U.S. government knew shots were deadly. FDA colluded with Pfizer, and we have a Pfizer whistleblower. Again, we have all these people who used to work for these companies coming out, exposing the company they used to work for and what this was all about. See that? Right? They didn't maintain trial blindness. And they use the population as the test subjects, the crash test dummies. So from one PSYOP to the next, 20 years ago, it was the Afghan war. Remember that war that was still, America's still in 20 years later in Afghanistan, fighting this fake war. This PSYOP war, which has nothing to do but with ulterior motives. It's got nothing to do with terrorists. All right? It's got to do with resources and control of that land and furthering of the New World Order. But they use, in this case, the invisible boogeyman of Al-Qaeda. Whereas in 2020, they're using the invisible boogeyman of COVID-19. So it's just whatever the latest invisible boogeyman of the day is what they use. Of course, They're just seeing how much they can get away with. And as long as no one says anything, they're going to keep on doing their psyops because no one's saying anything. The sheep are just going along with the experiment, right? The ask conformity experiment. Because nobody wants to stick out and sound like a conspiracy theorist or to be afflicted and not loved by family and friends. And so how many of us have been fired from our family, meaning that your family no longer wants you to come around? Your family no longer wants to talk to you. In this case, this particular whistleblower got fired from a job. So this is what happens when you go against the grain, you go against the herd, you get singled out, ostracized, demonized, and now you're in a fight for your life. See, no one wants to go through that type of affliction and persecution. They really just go along with the lie. So they had to manipulate the data to get it emergency authorized and approved. So we're living in one big manipulation. Everything's been manipulated to pull this greatest grand experiment in the history of mankind off. The deception that Christ warned us about, one of many. The same FDA that emergency authorized, that they told you to trust. All those sheep trusted the FDA. Oh, the FDA can't lie. They're for our best interest. Right? The ask conformity experiment. Even though common sense is telling you it's not quite adding up, but because everyone else is doing it and everyone else is saying it in positions of authority are telling you it's okay, you trusted that. You trusted the lie. You trusted the deception. See, this is what Christ warned us about. This is how it works. When you don't use common sense. Okay? When you are in sin and hate righteousness, you fall into the trap of the deception. So she got fired for asking questions. Reaching out to the FDA. Pfizer fired her. Now she's going to explain what blind trials are. So for her speaking out against all this fraud, all this deception, manipulation, evil going on, what is her reward? A lawsuit. A lawsuit is her reward for speaking out, identifying evil and speaking truth. Now we can understand why people are going along with her. There we go, the flatteries Daniel spoke about with offering them gift cards to keep quiet, right? Sellouts. Pleasures in unrighteousness, right? Paul warned us, because they had pleasure in unrighteousness, the Most High shall turn them over to strong delusion. And don't participate in the experiment and die. And the whistle won't be blown on the evil culprits behind all this, and they'll continue to kill more and more people. All it took was a gift card. So there's more here, but we have a lot more to cover. So this video, this link will be made available to you. Don't worry about it. And the question I have is, you know, looking here, where are all the black people that are speaking out against this? Why is it you only see other nations that are speaking out against all this evil going on? We're nowhere to be found. The only time you see us is if, you know, it's a black nurse, you know, a black woman who's a nurse giving out the shots, you know. So only time you see us is when we're on the front lines pushing the liberal world order for the liberals. So if it wasn't for the other nations speaking out against what's going on, a lot of the stuff we wouldn't even know, because we're not talking. You don't see any, hardly any blacks speaking out against any of this stuff or exposing any of this stuff going on. What are we doing? What are we into? Right? We're into evil. All things evil and entertainment. Well, you do have one brother that's speaking out. We're going to speak about him. A couple of brothers, but one brother in particular. But this video here by Jason Whitlock, he's the brother I'm going to be speaking about here a little bit tonight. He's a brother that actually is, if you don't know who he is, check him out. He would be one of the few black faces that are out there asking these questions and exposing a lot of this same stuff on his platform. But he made a video here. Kyrie Irving was right all along. Fearless with Jason Whitlock. So the name of his show is called Fearless. See, in order for you to speak this truth, especially as a black man, you must be fearless. Because, yeah, you may see some white faces here and there and get away with it. But as a black man, hey, you are not going to get away very long in a high, prominent, influential position speaking out against this agenda. Okay? But he asked the question, what about Kyrie Irving and all what he had to deal with for the past 2 years? And now all this stuff is coming out. He was right all along. Are they going back and apologizing to him for being right? I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going back and apologizing to Kyrie Irving for how they treated him during this whole thing. But let's check this out. Check that out. How come no one is running to Kyrie Irving's front door to apologize for the demonization and the blackballing for 2 years? Because he said no to the vaccine, apologizing and asking him his thoughts on them being wrong and him being right. Silence, crickets. He mentioned Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, and how sports was pushing this vaccine. I thought they were there to talk about sports. Why were they, as non-medical experts, allowed to just talk about this vaccine as if they were experts? Now, here it is. We're getting blocked. We're getting video struck, channels deleted, you know, purged from YouTube, because they're telling us, well, we're not medical experts, so we don't have an opinion to say that we disagree. But these guys, Stephen A. Smith and all those on ESPN, they're not medical experts either. And not only out of all that, they were all wrong. And we were right. No apology for us. No, none of those videos restored. None of those channels restored. See how this works? So So Jason Whitlock, he wants to talk about how Big Pharma controls ESPN. That's why when you have Pfizer come up during games, sponsored by Pfizer, sponsored by Moderna, sponsored by Johnson & Johnson. Oh, now I get it why Stephen A. Smith is pushing the vaccine and crucifying Kyrie Irving. Mike Wilbon, another black man, crucifying Kyrie Irving. Right? So they get us to do their dirty work. Right? You wouldn't see none of these white guys on ESPN attacking Kyrie Irving. No, they sent the sellouts, the bootlickers out after Kyrie Irving. It's because ESPN is controlled by Big Pharma. Let's check it out. So this is who they're putting on ESPN to tell you what you should do with your health. An Asian Instagram model, a big dumb football player, and two sports writers. So these are the people they're putting up to tell you about your what you should do with your health as experts. And they're able to do this on YouTube with no restriction while we get blocked and struck. No experts. This is who they give you to push their poison. They don't have the credentials. Matter of fact, Stephen A. Smith doesn't have the credentials to be talking about sports. He shouldn't even be on there talking about sports, let alone taking things for your health. See that? See how it works? And the elder talked about it this past Wednesday. The taskmasters, right? The Boule, Prince Hall, buck dancing, boot licking, taskmasters who came after Kyrie Irving, as well as this guy, another sellout. Okay? These people are all about money and what they can get for themselves. They're for the brotherhood. They could care less about you and me, but they'll get on there and talk as if they know what's best for you and me. Someone else, he didn't get as much heat as Kyrie Irving, but he took some heat nonetheless. Aaron Rodgers. Here's Aaron Rodgers telling Joe Rogan and that the NFL sent some Fauci stooges to each team to threaten and pressure players into getting the COVID-19 vaccine as if it prevented the virus. And the crazy part of all this was coming out, talking about all these things, right? How crazy this stupor is. That within recent weeks, all these quadruple vaccinated people have caught COVID. They told us if you took the vaccine, you wouldn't get it. And their quadruple vaccine got it. Biden, Fauci, Biden's wife, on and on and on and on. The Pfizer CEO, if you find them. The BioNTech, Pfizer CEO, quadruple vax. Told you wouldn't get it, and he tested positive. Strong delusion. Let's hear what Aaron Rodgers said about how what they were doing in the NFL, coming after NFL players that didn't take the vaccine or trying to coerce them into taking the vaccine. Watch how, and some of you brothers and sisters out there may have some stories about your jobs or different things that you, you know, had to do, and they were trying to come at you in the hospital, or, hey, you know, just take, listen how these people, they're like sales devils. They're like demons trying to sell you poison and coming at you in a way all nice and mild-toned and mannered and, you know, trying to convince you to take this poison. Your ability to keep your job. This is going to affect you being able to get a job, keep a job. All the people that lost their jobs because they were told they must comply, only to later come out and say, well, the vaccinated are no different than the unvaccinated. Well, the quadruple vaccinated are getting COVID now. Well, COVID is 99.9%. survivable, so it's not really that big of a disease. It's just a cold. It's just the flu. All the damage that's been done to people and the way our reality works, the supply chain, business operations, all the small businesses that got shut down. There's a huge storm coming of blowback, of poverty behind this, of death from those that took it and participated through the pressure, through the compromise, through the hurting. So they even use fear, right? All part of their manipulation to get you to comply. They use all these different tactics. Oh, well, if you have a non-vaccinated player on your team that doesn't get vaccinated, you must forfeit the game and you don't get paid. Oh, and don't you want to be above 90% compliance so that you can, you know, hold your chest up and your head up high and say, yeah, my team was 90% compliant with vaccination. Right, this is how simple their mind control is, their Jedi mind tricks, and they do it all day long, especially in the hospitals. Go to the hospital, try to get some type of service or have a child. Those of you out there probably have many testimonies. You better learn how